Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a guest in for this now, haven't we, Maggie?
We have Bianca Skillen, who is an animal physiotherapist. Good afternoon, Bianca.
Good afternoon.
So, can I get you slightly close to that microphone, please? An animal physiotherapist. Sounds like it does what it says on the tin.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, it's physio for animals.
But we're talking some quite large animals here, aren't we?
Yes, anything. Well, they range anything from a cat up to a horse. Yeah, so okay. quite a variety of shapes.
Ooh,
and
what sort of physio do they generally need? Is there a particular thing for a particular animal?
So it varies, really. I think there's a misconception that it's for sort of post-injury, post-accident, sort of rehab, but actually maintenance physio can be just as important.
Oh, right.
So animals with arthritis, for example, may need maintenance just to keep them as mobile as possible as they get older, can be really, really good. A lot of my clients actually are older dogs that need the physio. Yeah.
Do they like it?
They do. A lot of them take to it quite quickly. Some of them need a bit more persuasion and can be a little bit hostile to begin with, but get used to it.
Then they go, oh, that feels better.
Yes, exactly.
You can come again.
It might be a difficult question to answer. Is it painful for the animal, or is it generally not painful?
No, I don't think it's as painful as people expect it to be. I know when you go to a physio yourself, get pulled around and things, you imagine that tends to be as the animal can cope with it. A lot of it is massage, using massage techniques, and then I use different modalities, sort of laser therapy and things like that,
which are
quite non-invasive, and they're quite enjoyable for the animal, and then it can just help with pain relief.
Oh, so how did you get into animal physiotherapy?
So I've always had an interest in working with animals, but it's only in more recent years I decided to actually make a profession of it.
Oh, right.
So I trained, I did a 3-year course in the College of Animal Physiotherapy, and then
I never knew there was such a thing.
There's a few actually across the country. That's the one I felt was fairly close and I chose, and it seemed to work and work well around working at the same time, which was what I was doing when I trained.
And what were you working as at the same time?
I was a neonatal nurse at the same time.
Not quite the same, then, is
not
it?
Not quite the same,
no. So, you're doing physiotherapy on an older dog. That's absolutely fine, and we know that household pets do tend to live quite a long time these days because we have better nutrition and we look after them well and regular vets visits. But when you're dealing with, let's say, a horse, you must need an awful lot of strength.
Yeah, potentially. I think my muscles are growing, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, some bigger animals can only take so much palpation and touch, though, so it's quite surprising what some will cope with, particularly if they're in pain and they need quite gentle.
And there's not much they can do. I mean, if they're not well, they're going to kick you, aren't they?
This is it. You have to really listen to the cues and watch the cues very closely to keep yourself safe. So, and sometimes go very slowly at their pace. Listen to the animals is very much part of it.
Yeah,
and respond to how they're responding.
With all animal medicine, it's only the owner you can talk to. The animal can't tell you anything at all.
No, but there are cues there. There's lots of visual cues. When an animal's in pain, they will display certain behaviours. So it's sort of really tapping into that and looking at how they're responding and asking the owner whether there's been behaviour changes, mood changes. If a dog might hide themselves away when visitors arrive, when usually they'd be quite pleased to see people coming. There's lots of little clues there that they're not happy or something's going on.
Do people self-refer to you, or do vets refer people to you?
So both, really. A lot of people come to me directly. It used to all have to be through vets, but in the last, just during lockdown, actually, things, the law changed a little bit that people can come directly to me. If it's an otherwise well animal that's not under veterinary care, then I can carry on and treat.
Right.
If I find anything that's of concern, then obviously I need to refer it back to the vet. But equally, some of my workload is vets actually contacting me because, for example, the animal's had an operation and it needs some rehab intervention.
That's good.
Makes sense.
So there's a whole variety, really, and I'll do an exercise plan to get that, for a horse, for example, to get that back up to the work level that it was. But as I say, at the end of the day, they're athletes, so sometimes it's just maintenance that they need as an athlete would.
Okay, so do you do hydrotherapy, or is that the vets?
I don't do hydrotherapy. There are two on the island. I'd love to, but it's a huge, huge expense. And more training, so maybe
you can't just use a paddle.
No, unfortunately not.
So are you willing to consider pretty much any animal then?
Yeah, any quadruped, which is a four-legged animal, I'm trained to do, yeah. So anything really.
Goats, piggies?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Sheep, anything, cows.
Yeah. Well, no, you were saying off air that you have treated some sheep.
I have, yes, pet sheep.
Pet sheep, because as you say, farmers are probably not in your area. But
not what the animals are there for, is it?
No, unfortunately.
Pets will keep you busy, I'm certain.
Absolutely, there's a lot of horses, there's a lot of dogs on the island.
So. Alpacas?
I haven't treated an alpaca, but there's no reason why not.
No, there's quite a few, there's quite a few on the island, Or we'll have to bring you down to the alpaca place in the West Wyres.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
So how do people get hold of you then?
So they can go onto my Facebook, which is Island Animal Physiotherapy. I've got my phone number and everything on there. I've got a website, www.islandanimalphysiotherapy.com. And then they can have a chat and we can see what their animal may or may not need. Sometimes owners aren't aware of what they actually might need. Sometimes it's maintenance.
So if you were to visit the animal, you'd say, well, actually, there's nothing I can do. You need to go back to your vets or...
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I haven't come across one yet that I couldn't help.
No.
But potentially it depends how severe it was or whether there's actually other things going on. For example, if the animal wasn't weight-bearing on a leg, then it would need an x-ray. We'd need to see whether there was something else going on. So that would need to go back to the vet.
Yeah, or on the side of caution, I think, is the best bit. Okay, So Facebook, Island Animal Physiotherapy, is the best place to get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
You really don't look strong enough to manipulate the horse, but I'm sure you are.
Yes, I do. I can cope with most animals.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, we'll get the next time we find a shire that needs some physiotherapy, we'll refer him to.
There used to be loads of shires on the island.
Yeah,
not Brickfields. Yeah, Brickfields used to have loads of shire. They don't now. But you get contacted by stables, I imagine, as well from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, again, yards contact me or an owner on the yard, and then I can go and obviously treat the horses and see what's going on. Yeah. Again, sorts of maintenance.
A fascinating thing to do.
I've never heard of it before, but there we are.
So
Island Animal Physiotherapy on Facebook, or I imagine if you just Google that.
Yep.
There'll be plenty of references.
Pop, Bianca.
No doubt she will. Thank you very much for coming
Bianca.
Very, very, very interesting.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.